We welcome you to the first edition of Titans All Access for 2014. We call it our special draft weekend edition. I'm Mike Keith, joined by my new co-host, Taylor Lewin. Welcome.
Glad to be here.
Actually,
glad to be here.
First round pick. You don't have to co-host the show, but we're glad to have you leading off the process. So much talk, the tackles, how would the top 10 go, everything winding away. When you pick up that phone and it's the Titans at number 11, describe the feeling.
It was an unbelievable feeling. And at first, you know, there was a lot of emotions going through it, obviously, because there was a third tackle taken. And no one likes to be second or even third best in their job. Nobody ever wants that. And then as soon as the Titans were on the clock and that phone rang, it's just all those, you know, the upset and disappointment of not being the first tackle kind of all went away because of a place like this and, you know, the great fan base that they have. And, you know, Mike Martin, who's a guy I played with at Michigan, it's, you know, I couldn't think of a better place for me.
Were you teasing when you said Thursday night that you were angry that you were the third tackle taken?
I was mad. There's no doubt about it, but that's the competitive nature of myself and probably every player in the NFL, is you want to be the best. You don't want to be second best. You don't want to be third best. So I'm happy with where I'm at. And it's not specifically that I didn't go somewhere else. It's really just that, you know, I could have gone in the third round, but if I was the first tackle taken, I would have been happy.
You do tease a lot, though.
Do I?
Well, that's what is said. And when you came here and visited with us, we had a lot of fun interviewing you on your pre-draft visit. You're more outgoing. Did you find you were asked about that a lot in the pre-draft process?
Not so much. More media than actual coaches. And I think, you know, people get it really mixed up. If someone's an outgoing individual, they're a goofball and all that. And, you know, I like to enjoy myself. I like to have fun with my friends. But at the same time, as you know, my job is to play football. And between the lines, I don't think anything's quirky about me. I like to take a guy, put him in the dirt as much as I possibly can.
Do you totally change between the lines?
I would say I completely 180.
Where does that come from?
Everyone talks about that switch. Everyone's always talking about a switch on and off. And I guess that's just something that I have that I really take pride in.
But a lot of big guys aren't like that, though, because they've never sort of had to be like that, like a smaller guy would be, to sort of, you know, get aggressive.
Right.
I know you played hockey, you played other sports. Does that just come from your total sports background?
Actually, when I was younger and I played sports, as soon as checking was implemented in hockey, I quit because I didn't like the physicality.
Then, seriously?
Yeah, and then one day, kind of my freshman year of high school, my dad made me play football again and kind of just took off from there and fell in love with it. And then the whole physicality of everything, I really enjoy that aspect of the game now.
Your story is so unusual because you were a defensive lineman, and your senior year, you switched schools, you became an offensive lineman, but you weren't a five-star recruit or anything like that. And yet, by your redshirt freshman year at Michigan, you're starting at tackle. Mm-hmm. How did it happen so fast?
Taking the time and doing the things you need to do. I wanted to be successful, and so instead of, you know, when the freshmen are going out because they're out of the house for the first time in their life, I was inside, I was looking at the playbook. It's, you know, if you want to get something done in life, then go get it done. There's no point in making excuses and saying, he said, she said, and this is why I couldn't do this. So might as well, you know, go and do it.
Football is that important to you?
It's not just football. It's everything about life. If you want to be successful in something, I don't care if you're an accountant. It's, you know, you invest in it, and that's what you're supposed to do. I'm not necessarily saying I'm successful or I've done anything, because to be totally honest with you, I haven't done anything. But to learn from these veterans and learn from these guys and how they've been in the league for so long and hopefully make that a part of my game and a part of my life so I can be successful, it's gonna be huge.
Finally, why did you want to play for the Tennessee Titans?
Just everything about it. First of all, I love country music. I've been through this town twice for very short periods, one to meet with the team and one just to drive through. And, you know, this place not only has, like I said, a great fan base and, you know, great coaching staff and, you know, all the tools to be successful, but it's also a great place to live. I mean, every time I've talked to somebody, whether it's in the city or, you know, around here, I've never seen somebody not smiling or not happy. And it's like, it's very casual. And I just, you know, everything about this situation, I'm in love with.
It fits Taylor Lewin?
It does.
We're glad to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, Taylor Lewin from Michigan, the number 11 pick overall, future left tackle for the Tennessee Titans. Coming up on this special edition of Titans All Access, we'll go one-on-one with new middle linebacker Wesley Woodyard, a visit with offensive coordinator Jason Michael. General manager Rustin Webster comes by to recap the draft. But up next, Michael Orr takes a special trip back to his hometown of Memphis. That's coming your way on Titans All Access. Welcome back to Titans All Access. We've moved to LP Field, where it's quiet right now, But in less than 3 months, there'll be plenty of people here to see the Titans open the preseason on August 9th against the Green Bay Packers. And that night, you'll see a lot of fresh, new faces for the Tennessee Titans, including right tackle Michael Orr. Now, you know Michael Orr's name because he was featured in the popular movie The Blind Side. And if you saw the movie, you know Michael Orr grew up in Memphis, Tennessee. Well, just recently, Michael went back to Memphis to make some kids very happy at St. Jude Children's Hospital.
So today is the day we're celebrating our incredible partnership with the NFL and the Play 60 platform. And we're welcoming Michael Orr here from the Tennessee Titans, a couple of cheerleaders from the Tennessee Titans. It's a great day to celebrate our partnership with the NFL and also for these kids to be kids again.
Just to come be here for the first time and touring the place and seeing the wonderful things that they do. You know, everything's free for the families who's getting treatment, and it's just an awesome thing that they're doing.
My son is so overwhelmed, and we are so blessed and ecstatic to be here today.
Seeing the kids and, you know, putting smiles on, you know, all the kids' faces, knowing that they're battling some, you know, something that, you know, I would never be able to understand, and it's just awesome.
The diagnosis of lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, was very challenging. The course, the doctors have been excellent, the nurses have been wonderful, but the course has been tough. And in addition to outstanding medical care, frontline research, and countless prayers, football got my son through.
Knowing that they're battling some that, you know, I've never experienced something that, you know, football and, you know, everything that I've been through, it's so much easier compared to what they're going through every day. Just being in Tennessee, back down south, me being from Memphis and getting the opportunity to, you know, just to play for the Titans, just come, be able to come to things like this in St. Jude, something I've been wanting to do, you know, for a long time, growing up right down the street. So it's just awesome being back in Memphis.
Because football was his therapy and got him through teamwork, because we were a team with his attending physician as our coach. We were a team making it through. Sometimes there were some drawbacks and setbacks, but you kept your eye on the goal.
It means the world to these kids. All you have to do is look around this room and see the smiles on their faces, the excitement in their faces, their voices. They're getting a chance to see one of their heroes.
I get to come and, you know, see a lot of kids who are dealing with a lot of things, a lot of tough things, you know, cancer, leukemia, things like that. And just to come back and put a smile on their face and they put a smile on my face, it's an awesome thing.
It's priceless. There are no words. He has not been this overflowing with happy tears since this whole thing happened.
Still to come on Titans All Access, I go one-on-one with new middle linebacker Wesley Woodyard.
It just felt like family here, you know. When I walked through the door, you know, I got a chance to go over some plays with the coaches. And, you know, it's a good chance to be at a great start, and that's what Coach Wiz wants to get done here.
But up next, you'll have a chance to meet the Titans' new offensive coordinator, Jason Michael. There's a lot to learn for Titans fans entering the 2014 season, including a lot of new names and faces on the coaching staff. But one of the Titans' assistants is very familiar to people in this area already. I'm talking about offensive coordinator Jason Michael. Jason Michael is one of the bright young coaches in the National Football League, and Coach Ken Wisenhunt brought him from San Diego.
Jason, you described it when you got the Titans' offensive coordinator position as it's kind of like it was a dream job. What made it feel that way when Ken Wisenhunt brought you here with him from San Diego?
Well, I think that exactly was a lot of it. You know, both professionally, both personally, having a chance to work with Coach Wisenhunt and continue that. You know, we developed a rapport last year and only having worked for a year with him. But that relationship grew. And then when he had the opportunity to come here and ask me to come, I was ecstatic about a chance to come here professionally. And then the personal side of things, having grown up in Kentucky, having played football an hour north of here in Bowling Green at Western Kentucky, you know, having GA'd and coached both at Tennessee, my wife's from Tennessee, You know, and it's an opportunity that doesn't happen a lot in this profession.
Do you find when you meet people here, you're more recognized as the former Western Kentucky National Championship quarterback or the former University of Tennessee assistant?
Shoot, neither one. You know, it's been so long for both of them. You know, it's great. You develop relationships and build relationships in this game. And having been in Knoxville, a lot of great friends, dear friends that I coached with there, that worked for the university, that we stay in touch with, and that they're our closest friends. And the same thing, you know, from college, you know, you lose track of some guys, but then when you have an opportunity to come back, some of those guys come crawling out of the woodworks. You get a chance to hear from them again.
You've been a tight end coach. Now you're back in the quarterback room with quarterback coach John McNulty and all the different signal callers. What does that feel like for you?
It's been good. It's been refreshing. You know, nothing against the tight end room, but, you know, everything in this league, college, high school, it doesn't matter where you play football. It revolves around the quarterback. And having been in that room before, it's refreshing to get back there. That's where you're talking ball. When you get a chance to develop that relationship with Jake, with Charlie, with Tyler, you know, with Coach McNulty and Coach Wisenhunt, you know, just to where we get a feel. And it's an early in this process to where we have a chance to, you know, talk through some things and get a chance to see how do they learn. You know, what do they like? What are their dislikes? But it's been refreshing to be back in there with those guys.
You're just starting to get on the field, so obviously the process is just beginning. And Jake Locker's still recovering from his foot surgery, but what are your initial impressions of working with Jake Locker?
Well, I think just his determination. He came in here since we've been here. We haven't been able to do a whole lot until now. But the way he attacked the rehab, you know, off of his injury, since we got into meetings in phase one, you know, the way he's attacked the playbook of learning it. You know, just he's a hard worker, and that's the thing that stands out the most.
Charlie Whitehurst was with you and Coach Wisenhunt in San Diego. What is he bringing in terms of helping not only Jake and Tyler learn the offense, but the other players learn the offense?
No doubt. He's another set of eyes for Jake, for all of us, another set of ears. And you know, he's been through this. He's been through the growing pains. He was there a year ago when we were implementing the same offense. There's parts of it that are going to be harder to understand or a little more difficult from that standpoint, parts that are easy. To be able to help maybe communicate it another way to the other guys or help, you know, say, hey, this was a situation that I hit, you know, or I ran into, to be able to communicate it hands-on of having been in it. But, you know, Charlie's a guy that's come in and, you know, he's coming in competing, and there's no doubt about that. And that's what we're trying to do is create competition. But at the same time, he's a guy that all these, not just the quarterbacks, but all the positions can lean on and say, hey, you know, what was it like? What's this like? Or what are we going to get to with this?
Your coaching influences in terms of who you've been with, I think about Jack Harbaugh and Philip Fulmer and North Turner and Ken Wisenhunt and Mike McCoy. Who do you kind of follow? Who do you kind of pattern yourself after with all those influences?
I don't know if you pattern specifically to anyone. You know, I think everyone you're with, you learn something. You know, and if you're not, then you're wrong. You know, going back, all those guys that you mentioned, you know, there's something that you feel, hey, you know, when I have an opportunity to be in that situation, I'm going to do that. Or, hey, you may learn some things that you would do, you would have done differently. But I've been very, very fortunate to have been with some great coaches. And I've learned a lot from those guys and, you know, continue to every day. And in terms of a set guy, you know, this is what I pattern myself. I don't. I'm myself. I try to be Jason Michael. But I take influences from all those guys towards how I want to, you know, direct my coaching.
We're glad you're here.
It's great to be here.
Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Jason Michael, the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator, joining us on this special draft edition of Titans All Access. We're back with more of the show right after this. Titans All Access now moves from the offense to the defense, where the Titans in free agency were looking for a coach on the field. And they found one in Denver. Middle linebacker Wesley Woodyard was a captain for the Broncos defense for each of the last six seasons. And when he came on the market, the Titans snatched up the former Kentucky Wildcat.
Welcome back to your part of the country.
I know. It feels good to be back in the South.
And all those UK fans, a little excited. Have you encountered many of them yet?
Ah, man, Big Blue Nation is everywhere. I'm excited to see these guys come and support me and the team and fill this stadium every Sunday.
You had options. Why Tennessee?
It just felt like family here. You know, when I walked through the door, you know, I got a chance to go over some plays with the coaches. And you know, it's a good chance to be at a great start, and that's what Coach Wiz wants to get done here. You know, change the belief in the locker room and start back and winning and get to the playoffs.
How is defensive coordinator Ray Horton going to use you in this defense?
Making plays. You know, he believes in the inside linebackers making plays and being leaders out there for the defense. So I feel like that's my right role.
The best pass cover linebacker in the NFL. You've had that attached to your name. Do you agree with that? And if so, why are you so good at it?
I've been beat sometimes, and I think that's why, you know, I continue every week to try to get my best performance on the field and be better every week. So, you know, I welcome that, and every week you're going to get tested. So I believe in the league. You got to prove yourself week in and week out, and that's something I enjoy doing.
Now, you're not the biggest linebacker anybody's ever seen.
Absolutely.
All right, so how do you make it work when you don't have the added size that some of the inside linebackers in the league do?
Well, you know, my gift is I've been small my whole life. So you learn to be small and be big all in the same sentence when you're on the football field. And, you know, what's inside my chest, you know, nobody can measure that. So if it's a guy across from me, I believe in myself 10 times over that I'm going to beat him.
Played at a great school in LaGrange, Georgia, two-time state champion. Yes. Not heavily recruited until kind of right at the end, and then you go to Kentucky. You have a great career at UK, not drafted in the NFL. So you have had to prove yourself all along. Does that still motivate you?
It does. You know, not seeing my name go across the screen that draft day, it still hurts me to this day, but it pushes me to become a better football player every day. And I tell you one thing that it did. It made me appreciate the game so much. You know, not just thinking about not being able to play the game that you love and that you grew up playing. And, you know, it hurts you when you think you don't get a shot at it. And once I had a shot, I was like, I'm not going to let this opportunity get away from me.
You have been brought in here to not only make tackles and to tackle pass receivers, whatever, tight ends, but to lead.
Absolutely.
And to be the leader in this new defense, is that a daunting task?
It's not. You know, being a leader comes easy to me, and that's just being yourself, going out there every day and trying to push your teammates to be the best teammates that they can be on the field. And, you know, if you lead by example, it's not hard to get guys to look up to you and come to you and ask, you know, what they should do in certain situations. So I welcome that, and I'm glad it's on my shoulders.
And now the most important thing, it's Woodyard.
Woodyard. The
lumberjack. Where does that come from?
What's that, the lumberjack?
Yeah.
Well, we voted, so we let some fans vote on a cool nickname for me about 3 years ago, and it kind of stuck with me. So, you know, last name Woodyard, and I'm laying the lumber down out there in the yard.
First name Wesley. Glad to have you with the Tennessee Titans.
Great
coming over
here
from the Denver Broncos.
When Titans All Access continues, we head back to St. Thomas Sports Park and wrap up the Titans 2014 draft. Stay with us.
Welcome back to Titans All Access. The draft in the books, and General Manager Rustin Webster can now take a deep breath. Really, really deep draft. How did you feel you did overall?
I felt good about it. You know, we had a great room, a lot of conversation between the scouts and the coaches and myself and our whole front office staff. I thought it went well. I think we came to consensus on the picks that on the players that we took. Had a good plan going in. Kind of knew in certain rounds who we liked and the positions we wanted to come away with, so we felt good about it.
Taylor Lewan, the guy you took in the first round, you've had multiple days now to kind of go back and reflect on that pick. What do you like best about the tackle from Michigan?
You know, really, as everybody could see, this is a big man. I mean, it's always good when your first-round pick towers above the general manager and in the picture, and he did. But big man, very athletic. You know, guy that ran 4.79 at the combine for his size, which is unusual, and then just a tough, nasty streak. So he's going to fit in well to what we want to be on the field, and looking forward to seeing him for a long time.
Titans also took the first running back in this draft, Bishop Sankey from Washington.
Bishop Sankey is a guy that just makes yards. He has been very productive, ultra-productive at the University of Washington. You know, every good runner has to have good vision. He's got a great feel for running both in between the tackles and in the open field. Excellent hands. We were looking for somebody with some versatility that could play on all downs, and that's what Bishop Sankey is.
In the fifth round, the Titans take a Tennessean who played at Kentucky, linebacker Avery Williamson.
Love Avery Williamson. So happy to get him. Yeah, Milan Bulldog. So we were very happy about that.
What does he do well?
Well, he fits the 34 type defense really well. He's a thumper. He's physical. He's athletic enough to play some outside and in coverage. But he brings a physical nature to us. Smart was a leader of that Kentucky defense, and we're very happy to have him.
Made a trade up in the sixth round to take Zach Mettenberger, quarterback, LSU.
We did. We wanted to come away with a quarterback in this draft. You go round by round, and it doesn't work out here or there. And the quarterbacks really were sliding as a group. And so, once a couple of them went in the fifth, we felt like we needed to make a trade to get Zach, and we're able to do that. And we're happy about that.
Big guy.
Big guy with a strong arm, smart. He's been in a pro-style system. And so we'll bring him in here and develop him for our system.
Lots of work for the Tennessee Titans to do in the next few weeks. They'll be back on the field week after next, and then the whole month of June. For Rustin Webster, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for joining us for Titans All Access.
With the 11th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the Tennessee Titans select Taylor Lewan, tackle, Michigan.